It's a very good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever time you're going to be streaming us. Those who are live on Facebook and on Instagram, welcome to this edition of Mjolo and Sex Podcast. You're speaking is your boy Mlungisi Simpela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese crop, even though I'm wearing a Lokshin Culture Sporty. Today, I have the greatest privilege of sitting with two queens, but you know, there is Undlunkulu. Undlunkulu is the ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing. There are too many adjectives. There's so little time to go through them. Otshumi, please greet the nation that has joined us on live.
Hi, Mlu. How are you?
Sweet, no extra sugar, just enough to make the honey jealous. Yeah. See? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excited. We are live on Facebook for those who are going to be joining us. We are going to be dropping the audio platform on all on a later stage, but we are live. We are going to appreciate all your feedback. We're going to be appreciating all your conversations today. Once again, we're going to be highly, highly interactive. Facebook, si live. On the Instagram, si live. Ubuhle bu live. Yonke into live. Osikhumi. What do we talk about today?
Today we're going to be unpacking sex scenes on television.
Okay.
Yeah. Our guest, Ashley, she explained it earlier very, very articulately. She said body or sex positivity.
Yes.
You know, on TV.
Yeah.
And this is on the backdrop of a few weeks ago, an episode on The Wife, where there was a very, very steamy,
spicy scene.
Which had a lot of people questioning whether it was real or not, because it looked real. It looked good. That's how convincing it was, and that's how well
shot
that and well shot it was. You know, it looked real, and a lot of people were like, "No, there's no way they had sex." Anyway, it's any some way.
All right, if we talk about Tsena, I don't know which hole you want to Tsena here. We're talking about the role of film that film has in terms of sex, you know, in terms of promoting sex positivity on our screens. Kanyimbao just was one of many, one of a few celebrities who fairly recently received that backlash. I know if you watch your telly, Pearl Tusi was also accused of that. Khumi was talking to me earlier about is it Thando Thabete?
Yeah, Thando Thabete and Lungile Khadu.
Lungile Khadu had
they did a movie
as well.
They also had a hot,
very hot scene.
Sexy.
So we're going to be talking about that. What is the role of film in terms of this? What were the people who are the gatekeepers in terms of this film industry and in ensuring that the conversations around sex positivity are portrayed? Because ultimately, guys, jokes aside, people are having sex.
Yes.
People are having sex. Some people are having lots of it.
Yeah.
So it's not going to stop anytime soon. So we need to have conversations, and we watch it, you know. So we're going to have that conversation. Today we had to bring the person who understands, works, breathes, and lives and sleeps production. She understands essentially what this whole commotion, the whole conversation is about. We're going to be talking to her, and she's going to be unpacking this and many, many other things. On today's show, we have filmmaker, producer, scriptwriter, director, singer, producer, human being extraordinaire. The CV is just too much for this particular show. But those who know and love her knows that she goes by the name of Ashley August. Ashley,
hello.
Welcome!
Hello, San Banani, Timelang of Sheni.
Oh my gosh, she's so beautiful.
Ah,
so ridiculous.
Lies. You won't see heaven if you lie. You will not see heaven. Be very, very be careful.
Are you good?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for asking. How are you? You look good.
I'm good.
You both look good.
Yes, yellow, what's
that? I'm upset. How could I not be told this? How did I not get the memo?
Coincidental?
It was.
Yeah. Great minds think alike. Great minds think alike.
Yeah. All right,
what does this say about my mind?
Yasin, I'll tell you because we die in Welezak. Remind me to go to Mukchel and Abandaba Taine in Welezabo. Nzokotala later on. Guys, please, those who are live with us on Facebook and on Instagram, we welcome all the questions and comments that you want to throw to our guests and also maybe want to be part and parcel of the conversation. Please feel free to do so. We are talking about, Ashley August, as you've heard, the role of film in terms of sex positivity. I think it would be best to start here. Your views about the scene of The Wife with Kanyimba, what are your overall views about the scene?
You know, for the fact that it looked as realistic as it did, Humi said this earlier, that's a testament to how well it was shot and how beautiful that production was put together. I thought... I mean, from a technical point, I think the scene was too long. I don't think a scene should drag for that long. Any kind of scene, it could be a sex scene, it could be a dialogue scene, it could be an action scene. I don't think any scene in film should be that long. But other than that, I think it was shot so tastefully, so beautifully. And if you understand the narrative behind the characters and behind the storyline, then it ties in so beautifully with what the story actually is. So I think it was a brilliant scene. I thought it was beautiful.
But now, with a scene like that, because a lot of us at some point did think, no, these people, they're really doing it for real, you know. Is there some kind of way that the production ensures that there is no... contact, yes, actual intercourse, and also how do you make the actors feel comfortable? Because now, obviously, this person is your colleague, essentially, you know, and now you have to portray being intimate with them. How do you ensure that the actors, especially the female actors, are comfortable in that instance?
You know, like in action films, you have people that are there to choreograph stunts.
Oh, yeah,
that is a stunt as well.
Oh.
So there are people that come in there. There could be people in the porn industry or just people in film that are stuntmen that are there to choreograph those type of scenes to ensure that the garments that are placed, because they are garments that they wear, to ensure that even if, you know, he were to get hard and by mistake, so there are moves, there are certain positions, it's like a dance, it's a song and dance, and there's a way around it that you're taught and you practice, you rehearse it before it's actually shot.
Yeah.
So what I enjoy about these types of conversations is that it educates people about things like this, because someone who's curious enough is going to go, did they actually have sex? Was there actual penetration? Yeah. And then you go further and you research these types of things. And then you realize that, no, it's not there. There's an industry for it. So if you're someone that is like in the porn industry, or you're a dancer, they employ a lot of dancers because it is a very, like, it feels like dancing. It feels very like a salsa, very rhythmic type thing. Then you understand that there's actually an industry out there for you. There's a niche for you other than, like, your mainstream type of work. You can go find employment and choreograph scenes like this if the South African audience opens up to it.
With that scene in particular, you could tell that they're naked, you know. Whereas I know on a lot of movies and TV shows, the way they shoot it, you might think that that person is naked, but they're not. They're actually wearing flesh-colored garments. Mm. So it appears that they're naked, but they're not. But with that one, you could tell that they're naked. I mean, you could see.
They aren't completely naked.
I mean, that's a bad crack.
Yeah. Definitely the bum, the breasts, you can't cover those areas. But the genitals. So there's a very.
They cover those.
Yes. It's like a microfiber type fabric that is elastic. It pastes on. It's not that I know from experience or whatever. I mean, I pasted it somewhere else on my body and I tried to remove it and I was like, oh, this is, it feels like waxing, you know?
Oh.
So it sticks on your body. It sticks, so they cover the genitals, even the male's genitalia. So they'll plunk up his wee-wee and then they'll plaster that thing on it so that even if it goes hard, it can't break off the garment easily. You have to strip off the garment.
So there'll be no oopsie.
No, there won't be any oopsie. So they are naked, but the genitals are covered. So there isn't any actual penetration going on in the scene.
Speaking about covering and not breaking through, I mean, this conversation has broken the internet. Clearly, the internet was not covered as far as that is concerned. But I'm saying this deliberately. You know, this is just a film 101 class. But the reality is people are consuming it from the comfort of their own homes, right? And so many conversations came out. And one of it is the relationship that this particular country has with sex. You know, we still see sex as something that we cannot talk about. You know, the scene, as you beautifully explained, is part of, and it's part of the curation of the story and that sort of thing. The question is then, you know, how, as a person who's into film and who's shooting film, when you curate these stories, you know the backdrop of our country. Firstly, one, how do you work around that? We're going to have a conversation around the BCCSA at a later stage and the role that they play. But how do you curate it with the backdrop of understanding that we're not where our American and all the other counterparts are.
We are conservative.
We're so conservative. We're still conservative about sex.
Yeah.
You know, how do you go about that, one? And two, maybe to push the conversation even further, how do you think we need to then move forward in not only just understanding the technicalities you've raised, but also the conversation around sex being positive? Because you beautifully said in the intro, it's art, right?
It's art. It's completely art. It is 100% the most... I mean, sex, for as long as Leonardo, for as long as, like, art was just, you know, in fine art, with paint and oil paints and all the... Sex is the center of what makes us human. Sex is essentially what makes us human beings. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So art has always portrayed that, even before film, even before television, even just mere murals and you know, art that's hanging in walls and cathedrals and all of that. Even angels are depicted naked when they are painted in cathedrals and things like that. So sex is a human thing, and art is a human thing, and that's what film is supposed to be. It's supposed to reflect the actual human existence.
Yeah.
It's supposed to reflect the reality of what makes us human.
Yeah.
So it's very upsetting to me that our opinions are so backward as a country. I would have assumed that we are progressive enough because we consume American television, we consume American film. There's never any hoo-ha about Angelina Jolie riding someone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So for me, it was very mind-boggling that everyone was so startled by something that I would have assumed was a norm.
But... I don't know, maybe I'm a bit off on this one.
Mm.
Isn't the outrage based on the fact, like we said, we are still conservative about sex.
Mm.
And therefore, the stories that we see on television, they're telling our stories.
Mm.
You know, it's unlike American TV. They're telling their stories based on their experiences. Our stories, whether it's Izbaya, the river, you know, you name it,
mm-hmm.
it's based on our experiences. And in most... instances in our environment, in our society, sex is still taboo.
Mm.
It's not something that's spoken about, especially in public.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have an explicit sex scene on television where, my goodness, they are getting into it, you know, where you now, you know, at 35, you're watching it with your mother and you still, you know, kind of look the other way like, oh my goodness, you know. Isn't it because we are not ready yet as a society, as Africans, to have those conversations and to see ourselves as sexual beings on TV?
I mean, there are very many things that you can never be ready for until you are confronted with them. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So you can't necessarily say, like, I could say now, I'm not ready to drive. I'm 27, I'm not ready to drive, I'm scared to drive. But until I'm in a situation where I have to get into a vehicle and I have to start it and it has to move, then I need to be ready to drive. So it's not something that will magically happen. It's not a happenstance that will magically happen.
Yeah.
It's something that you need to be introduced to. That's why filmmakers like Odala, the filmmakers of The Wife, are so important because they're introducing the narrative that it's okay to speak about and to see these things. You don't need to be uncomfortable because it's essentially who you are. You're a human being. You are having sex. You know what these people are doing. You most likely have a bae. You're probably going to get it on tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's not anything completely, like, far from who you are. as a human. So filmmakers have the responsibility to make you comfortable with the fact that we are sexual beings. And it's okay to see it, to watch something that reflects back on you, because it is a reflection of who we are.
Exactly. You know, and hence, I didn't see a problem with that sex scene. You know, because I thought we were okay with the violence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you watch the show, if you're a fan of the show and you've been following it, there's been a lot of violence on that show. Like, a lot, you know. And we're okay with it.
Gender-based violence, even for that matter.
There was no outcry.
Exactly.
You know. But now, people are doing something that's natural, something that we all do. And then now suddenly it's like...
Breaks the internet.
We all want to go like this. Mara, when guy was beat... was beating his woman. Nobody was going like this.
You know what's funny? And this, I'll jump in with the questions. I'm seeing a lot of interactive on our social media platforms. We'll take some one or two, just in a few. I'm just curious to find from you, Ashley. If you watch in the olden days, guys, we had Gazlan, we had Yizo Yizo. Fairly, if dare I say, even more explicit than this one, right? And it was okay. You know, we were speaking earlier, making jokes about Emmanuel. Those who are old enough to know, when we didn't have Channel 194,
before Pod,
when we used to have SABC 1, 2, 3, the ETV, a little bit of SABC 4. We used to have, after 11 o'clock, Neliba indulge your senses, where the remote, the volume used to go down. And yeah, you just don't want to. But the point I'm making is, sex was, you know, and partly maybe then the conversation I'm introducing now is the role of BCCSA. You know, firstly, talk to us about the role that they play in terms of sort of ensuring that these standards are met. Do you think that they are part and parcel of the reason why we're talking about sex positivity and film negatively in their response, portraying that, one? And two, I mean, if we're comfortable then, what do you think, in your opinion, has differed now? I mean, we've changed. Everything in our phone is sex.
We're changing.
Everything in our phone and evolving, yeah. You know? So let's have a conversation about that quickly.
Okay, so speaking of the BCCSA, I'm pretty sure they've reached their threshold of complaints because of scenes like this. And people don't realize that you can't complain about it because they aren't acting unlawfully. They're not acting outside of the bounds that are set by the BCCSA. So the BCCSA is protecting viewers and minors from explicit sex. Explicit sex. And when I mean explicit sex, I'm talking about penetration.
Yes.
I'm talking about seeing the penis enter the vagina or the anus. They even had to amend it at some point.
Yeah.
Because anal sex wasn't included and somebody went in and broadcasted something with an anal scene. And then they had to amend it so that it specified that it's vaginal and anal penetration.
Mm-hmm.
So... that's number one. That's why ETV was also able to get away with Emmanuel and Indulgence Hour. Because if you take a look at the porn that was broadcasted then, there wasn't any actual penetration.
Soft
it was very soft porn. Okay, not very soft porn, but it was soft porn to a degree. Because you weren't seeing any actual penetration as you would with hardcore porn right now. If you're going to go on Pornhub, you know, you're going to see actual penetration. So the BCCSA protects against explicit sex penetration, and there's a clause called the watershed period, and then in this period from 10 until 5 a.m. you're able then to broadcast content like that, like the wife scenes where it isn't particularly explicit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get me? So people don't realize that the BCCSA actually protects filmmakers and creators.
Oh, I see.
From complaints like this, because it gives you leeway. There's a watershed period, so you know that you can't broadcast that wife of the scene at 8 o'clock, but you can do it at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
There's absolutely nothing anyone can do to touch you about that. So I think people like misconstrue the purpose of the BCCSA, especially when it comes to scenes and explicit violence and, you know, things like that. So people need to really understand and educate themselves before they go ahead and start writing in these complaints, busy bombarding these poor people's inboxes with unnecessary complaints. First, understand how far the act extends to protect creators and filmmakers.
Look, before we take social media, I can see there's quite a feed that's coming through. Quick one. Do you think this country, and I'm talking this country because, I mean, it blew up here, if you were to rate us in terms of our sexual...
I don't care what it is. I'm sorry. The South African audience is the most upsetting audience ever. And that's why you're going to find a lot of very incredibly talented creators leaving this country, because we are so muffled under this conservatory that doesn't even exist. Like, it doesn't exist, let's be honest. No one thinks like that. The idea is that people are going to think like that, but no one actually, if you sit around in your circles, the types of conversations you're having with the people around you on an almost daily basis, there's absolutely nothing conservative about those types of conversations.
Exactly.
I know that for a fact.
Exactly.
So people are reacting to the idea of what we are taught, like how we are taught to behave as people. But no one actually behaves like that. And that's why it's so frustrating to me, because it's like, you know the truth. I know the truth. We don't think that. So why are you acting this way? It's the most upsetting thing ever.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Kanye, and I forget the guy who he shot the scene with. Do you think then they became the scapegoats? Offline, we project, right? So we use, if there's an excuse, if there's someone who can fit my projection, we can just soma. So Kanye became that. And we're not, like you're saying, we're not using Kanye as a springboard to say, Kanye, you know, through art, has started a conversation maybe we need to elevate. And such scenes, you know, when they get accolades, because The Wife, I'm definitely sure, shout out to the makers of The Wife, it's going to get accolades. And all of a sudden now, oh yeah, South Africans are doing well, and South Africans are, but it's always coming. Excuse the pun. It's always coming with all these reservations at the end. Correct?
It is. I think it's very unfortunate, and that's why I was asking earlier if Kanye has actually responded. None of the creators from The Wife, none of the writers, not even Hlomo, Ulala. I mean, the writer, the original writer, came out and said anything about that, because the scene is actually in the book series as well. So it's like, It became unfortunate, but I think it was centered around the culture of noise and social media. I feel like a lot of people just like to go on social media to make a whole lot of noise about nothing, about absolutely nothing.
I felt Kanye was being attacked because he's Kanye.
Exactly. You know, because it's
like
Kanye Bao.
Yeah, like Lou said, I think it's Mondly, the actor. He wasn't attacked as much, you know. Yeah, they made fun of him here and there, but mostly a lot of people came at Kanye because... Kanye Bao. You know, which was unfair, because at the end of the day, she's a professional actress.
Exactly.
She was just doing her job.
Exactly.
And she did it well.
Exactly.
In my opinion. I mean, that scene.
Exactly.
If you haven't seen that scene, please make sure your parents are not around when you watch it. Yeah, but make sure your parents are not around when you watch it, because
it's so unfortunate that
it was well shot.
It was beautifully shot, yeah, but it's so unfortunate that it wasn't received how I think it was intended to be received. You know, people made a whole hullabaloo out of absolutely nothing. Like, if
and
anything, also, they should have praised it.
And also, what I know about directors and writers and all of that is when they do add a sex scene in a production, it's because it's part of the story.
Yes.
It's part of the character's evolution.
Exactly.
You know? So if you watch The Wife, you know that her character, what's her character's name?
Zandile
was in prison, you know, for, I don't know, 10, 15 years. Mm-hmm. Now she's out. Obviously, these people are going to be doing it every day. Come on.
Exactly.
You know, but I'm like, it's not around for 10 years. Come on. You know, so it fits perfectly mm-hmm. with the story. It's not something that was just done haphazardly to exactly. just say, yes, let's now have 15 minutes of Emmanuel,
mm-hmm.
15 minutes of Pornhub. It wasn't like that. It was mm-hmm. part of the story, and it fit in beautifully.
Exactly. It was written in with so much intention. Yeah. Because if you'd imagine, like I said, film, television is supposed to reflect reality. If you are a woman, and if you are a man, and your woman is taken away from you for X amount of years, and she's locked away, and you haven't seen each other in ages, most likely, the first thing you're going to do when we get out, and we're the only two people in the room, the first thing we're going to do, and these people are a married couple in the story. Do you understand? Yes, this yes. is your husband.
In addition to that, yeah, they're a married couple.
This is your husband.
Yeah.
This is his wife. They mm. haven't seen each other for X amount of years.
Yeah.
The first thing you're going to do is get intimate to almost reconnect Daddy, your physical beings.
Everywhere, all over the house.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
So it's just like, it is 100% a part of the story. And I felt like it fed so much into it, and it gave the story so much depth. Like,
yeah.
It gave it so much depth. It gave it volume. I was just like, yes, I feel like these people, and I think perhaps that's why they treated it by keeping the scene as long as it was, because it's just like these people have been apart for that long.
Yeah.
So you'd imagine that, of course, like, we're going to try to, like, reconnect physically. That's the first thing we're going to do.
Yeah.
They've been seeing each other through a glass. They've been seeing each other, but they haven't been able to touch each other. Mm. So obviously, and it feeds into the story. It feeds into the story. It places you there as a viewer. You know, if you're watching a movie, if you're watching Superman, and there's Superman, and he gets hit, you know, you're gonna feel some type of way because you're invested in the story. And that's the beauty of incredible filmmaking, when the viewer is invested, when the audience is invested. So you can imagine, if you are putting yourself in her shoes, in her position, you are a woman, you just left prison, you see your husband for the first time, you're able to touch him for the first time in years. Batong.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, that sounds spoken like a true film director, producer, Ndondo, you name it. I mean, as we draw the conversation to a conclusion, one, you have a film that you're working on currently. Without sharing too much, what can people expect? Because little birdie told me that you also have a little sexy nyana on the
film.
A little sexy.
No, I just
you trying to see me, girl?
Like, please, take a picture.
I wish. No, but I wrote and directed. It's a short film. It's a short film. It's about a very familiar story. I need you to go to YouTube. I've got trailers out. And you're probably going to recognize who the story is based on. It's based on, like, true events. So it's a story about substance abuse, alcohol, drugs, sex, superstardom, and the turmoil of that sort of relationship. So obviously sex is a big part of substance abuse.
Yeah.
We know
yeah.
there's like people get together, they take the drugs, and then yeah. all of a sudden it's a F. Do you get me?
Yes.
And I can't tell that type of story and omit that element of it.
Yeah.
Because
you have
that
to do justice to the story.
To the culture.
Yeah.
To that culture. I need to portray what that culture is. And that means I need to portray two people getting super, super high and deciding to do it. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I can't omit. It's a very vital part of the story. It's not me trying to be raunchy or trying to get clickbait. It is art. It is telling the story for what the story is.
So they're having high sex.
They're having chat.
All right. So, YouTube channel. Where can people watch? Where can people watch the trailer? Where can we interact? And finally, gazing into the future. I mean, Kanye and the wife started a conversation. You just gave us a little masterclass in terms of how to consume this sort of content. Futuristically, can we become more accommodative? What role can you as a filmmaker play, and what role can the consumer play in ensuring that this conversation does not become a thing that just blows the internet, but it becomes something where we embrace sexuality?
Mm. So you can definitely find the short film. It's called Supernova. You can find it on YouTube under the YouTube channel. It's called A Black Child Production. A Black Child Production. So the short film is called Supernova. You find the trailers out there. We're still yet to shoot the full film. But so far, I think what we have is enough to entice you to keep you waiting. So A Black Child Production on YouTube. A Black Child Production on Facebook as well. That's where you'll find links of other works that we've done, some of our past work. And then with the second part of your question, I think it's important for filmmakers to push the boundaries, push the needle. People are going to make noise. They definitely will. For as long as you're in South Africa, there will always be a halabaloo. There will be noise around whatever it is that you create that is outside of the norm. But it's important for filmmakers to not be comfortable, because when you're comfortable, you're going to create work that doesn't have a longevity. That's why Yizo Yizo and Gazlam, you can still reference them to this day, because they created that sort of impact. That's why you can speak about them years after. Those actors are old now. They're grannies and grandmas. But you can still remember those scenes and how they made you feel. So it's important for filmmakers to continue doing that, to create the narrative, to create a sex-positive type of conversation, so that we get accustomed to the fact that people are having sex. This is how they are doing it. And we don't need to shy away. It's not taboo. It's not disgusting. It's not a horrible thing to do. Especially if it's consensual, if it's a consensual agreement. And also, it's, you know, there's this show on Netflix. What's it called? Why is it skipping my mind? Sex Education. Yeah. Have you watched Sex Education?
Oh, yes, I have. Yeah.
I think what they're doing is so brilliant. Like, they are hitting the responsibility we have as filmmakers on the nail. Talk about it directly. Confront it directly. This is how we feel about sex. This is how different cultures and backgrounds understand sex to be. It broadens your mind as a normal functioning human being. It takes you out of your narrow linear type of thinking, and it forces you to think beyond where you are sitting right now. And that's the purpose of film.
All right. When she does get a Grammy, we're manifesting, because clearly she's on that path.
Because you're a singer, so you are.
I mean, Grammy, yeah.
Grammy, both.
Oscar.
Golden Globe.
All of them. The works. we manifesting, but but I think the most important thing for those who are streaming and for those who are listening to us, today's conversation was just to say that, one, sex is part of us. It's part of what we're doing.
It's normal.
Us three, the camera guys behind us, we would not have existed without sex.
Exactly.
There wouldn't be, right? So
No. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story and I'm sticking
to it. So we need to make sure of that. Secondly, and most importantly, we need to big up the filmmakers, especially people like Ashley, who are really educating, pushing the envelope. It's not pornographic, guys. You know, you watch porn, you consume porn. Yeah. You know, it's not. There's a vast difference. Yeah. So
you consume porn. Who consumes porn?
No, they. Who are watching us? So.
I'm not gonna lie.
So, guys, please. Let's big up. Let's give roses where needed. One day we'll talk about social media and the impact it has, and how it just damages everything, and how it just can destroy everything. But once again, big thank you to all of you who's tuned us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Thank you for all your comments and all your likes, and continue to like us. Continue to also on the Instagram and all the other platforms where you've been listening to us and consuming us. Thank you for listening. Thank you to this lovely lady, Otay Nwele. Mamelani ngintshele for 2 seconds. Abantu abadayinwele ne. Ngizoqhumisa internet. Ithinga ikhumisa ngizoyikhuluma offline.
I wanna know.
Hayi offline.
What about people that have died here?
I'll tell you offline. But guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you Ashley for your time.
Thank you,
I hope that you're going to do exactly what her t-shirt is written. Guys, please social distance. COVID ayikapheli. Guys, please make sure you are safe. You know that we also promote condomizing on this platform. Please make sure that you're condomizing at all times. Once again, Oskumi, for those who don't know, where can people follow us on our social media platforms?
For those who are on Facebook, they knew how to find us because we are Daily Sun.
Yes.
They can tweet us at Daily Sun SA, or they can find us on our new beautiful website, www.dailysun.co.za.
/Mjolo, and you can get to see this and many, many other episodes. Please be on the lookout. The audio version of this podcast will be dropping next week, Friday. So the audio version of this particular podcast will be dropping next week, Friday morning. For those who couldn't interact with us, who could not see such handsomeness and such beauty, you will be able to then hear what we're saying about through this. But once again, big thank you to all of you for consuming and for listening and for giving us your time. Whatever your comment was, we highly appreciate you. If you see us on the streets, do know, lo, Umlungi Simbela, the most handsome 32-year-old on this side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese cop, Muhammad Ali's protege. I roll like a butterfly. I buzz more than a beehive.
And I'm still Romy Siabi, and still without a cool outro.
Slab and lights, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Always. 20.